Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The tax-free Roth 401k plan was established in 2006, but in spite of its relative longevity, our next guest says that most people are unsure if this is a retirement savings option they should be taking advantage of. John Cooper is a certified financial planner with Greenwood Capital, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenwood, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure, Mike.
First of all, give us more of a background here on the Roth 401k.
The Roth 401k came into existence early in the first term of President George Bush. He signed it into law under the Economic Growth and Tax Reconciliation Act of 2001. The act really created new employer-sponsored retirement plans, and by 2006, the Roth 401k became available as a new retirement plan option within some employees' 401k plan.
Okay, so I'm sure that many of our listeners are familiar with the Roth IRA. What is the difference?
You have some increased benefits of contributing to the Roth 401k. It works much like contribution limits to the standard 401k, where you can contribute up to $19,000 per year or $25,000 if you're 50 years or older. That contrasts to the Roth IRA, where your annual contribution limits are much less.
Can any employer offer a Roth 401k to its employees?
Well, most employers that offer a 401k do have the ability to create a subset within that 401k plan option to accommodate a Roth 401k. But not to say that all do. Currently, about 52% of retirement plan sponsors offer a Roth 401k. On the employee side, if it is offered within their retirement plan, they can participate in it just as anyone else would.
How does someone then decide when or if they should participate in the Roth 401k if it is an option?
Mike, that is the big question. Unfortunately, there's no one-size-fits-all answers, but there are some pros and cons to each choice. But ultimately, based on the employee's goals and objectives, they have to make a personal decision as to how they want to contribute to their traditional 401k or to the Roth IRA. Some of the pros of contributing to the Roth 401k is that you get the benefits of the higher contribution limits that you have in a 401k, and you also have the benefit of withdrawing money in retirement from the Roth portion tax-free. The cons to that, if you will, is that any contribution made to the traditional 401k is a before-tax contribution, meaning that you do not pay federal or state taxes on the monies you contribute to your 401k. Conversely, monies contributed to the Roth 401k or after-tax monies. Another drawback to contributing to the Roth IRA is that any employer contribution, i.e. employer matches into your 401k, will go into the traditional 401k side of your retirement plan. So basically you'll be keeping track of another account even if you choose to solely contribute your contributions to the Roth 401k.
Okay, and so it sounds sort of like, you know, a roll of the dice, you know, what you think your tax bracket will be when you retire versus what it is now, and, you know, whether that importance of tax-free versus tax-deferred makes sense for you.
Absolutely. So it's something that's best decided upon with some help from outside advisors, whether it be your financial planner or your CPA, or possibly if you're working with an attorney, they may be able to give you guidance on what's best in your particular situation.
Well, John, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, sir. Always enjoy it.
John Cooper is a certified financial planner with Greenwood Capital. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenwood, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.